everybody, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. I'm your host, Eddie Schmidt, tonight, filling in for Mike Murtha, and I know Mike's on his way home, or he might even be just getting home now, coming home from Arizona. This is WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. We got some live radio here tonight. We're going to do a new show for you. I've got my son Ethan helping me, and our guest tonight is Jake Nelson.
Howdy.
And so sit back and enjoy yourself for the next 60 minutes, and we hope to trigger some happy memories. Here we go. We still got some more music there, Dave, at all? That's okay. We can just jump right into it. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Hello, everybody. Here we are with our new live Trigger Happy Memories for, we're in March here, just finishing up this lovely month. Going to have some music for you and a new show. How are you doing tonight, Ethan?
Doing well. How about you?
Good. Good. We got a chance. I came over, was it last Thursday night that you were playing at the Enchanted Barn, and I brought my steel over and played a little bit with you and Todd.
Yeah, that was great. Up at the Enchanted Barn in Hillsdale, Wisconsin. Every Thursday night they have music and brick-fired pizza, and it's a good time down in the old milk parlor that they turned into a bar.
There we go.
it's really a kind of an...
It's awesome.
Neat, the way they got it all set up with the lighting and stuff. And
those barn venues are just very trendy now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, but we want to say hello to our guest tonight, Jake Nelson. How you doing?
Hey, thank you for having me, you guys.
Thanks for coming all the way over from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, Arlington, Minnesota. A little bit of a hike, but I like a good drive. Nothing scares me about the road.
No, something we always like to ask everybody, how did you get started into music then?
You know, it's kind of a long story that I'll make short because we're on radio, so we don't want to bore anybody. I'm a self-taught musician. My father figure, Jim, kind of got me into it. I used to see him playing guitar in the kitchen table, and I was always very intrigued. He's a great musician, kind of a jammer himself, but I was involved in just wanting to learn, and I took choir, I took band. Well, I took band, and then I got into choir because that's where all the ladies were. But, let's be honest. So I took choir for a couple of years and just kind of started writing music. So I got my own thing going, and we're 7 years strong. So
That's great.
And the rest is we're creating history right here.
Well, we should have you sing a song. What would you like to start
let's
with?
Let's do it. So I grew up in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, graduated 2007, and... The beautiful part about this song is this song alone has helped raise over $250,000 for Minnesota military families. So if there's any military folks out there, just want to send my my best to all of them, and thank you for your service. So this one's called Grew Up Home. I hope you enjoy it.
Tracks, overlooking Highway 96, and calling cars with my little cousin, a couple neighbor kids just summer buzzing, and time flies like a memory, and kind of like the corners out on the street. We grew up a good, we grew up a wild, we grew up here, we grew up home. Climbing trees and mowing lawns for a little money. Kool-Aid 13 and not a worry. All those awkward and quiet first dates. Friday nights and football games. We grew up a good, we grew up a wild. We grew up it, we grew up home. We grew up home. In that place where you learn to live. Got down and fooled around, staying out a little too late. Those climbing through the window days, home where you hold your closest memories. Made mistakes, but that's okay. Home's where the heart is. Home's where it started. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here. Grew up at home. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here. We grew up free. We grew up home. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up alone. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, we grew up free.
God bless the USA.
In that place where you learn a little bit about life. You grew up, got down, and fooled around, staying out a little too late. Those climbing through the window days, home where you hold your closest memories. Made mistakes, but that's okay. Home's where the heart is. Home's where it started. We grew up good, grew up wild, grew up here, grew up home. We grew up good. Wild, grew up here, we grew up free, we grew up home. We grew up home. We grew up home.
Grew up home.
Very nice.
Great, thank you. And I grew up kind of around here a little bit. I went to school in River Falls, like we chatted a little about a little bit earlier. So
yeah.
many memories triggered some memories, some happy memories there in River Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, it's River Falls. We've been played a lot of music in River Falls through the years between the different establishments that are down there, and between the West Wind, and there used to be a place south of town too, and I can't remember. It didn't have a 9 in it. It had a, I can't remember what it was, but we played a lot of wedding dances and stuff down there.
Great. It's a cute little town, for sure.
Yep, yeah. So.
For sure.
But we're trying to think. So how did you and Ethan hook up through a Chris job, was it? Or
kind
of. I first learned of Jake at Chris. I was playing a show with Chris over at Canterbury Park.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I think you guys were playing on the stage on the other side of the field.
Oh, at the Twin Cities Summer Jam is
yeah.
what it was.
Yep. And I remember Chris was like, yeah, I got to go play with Jake over on the other side. I'm like, okay.
That was a weird lineup. I think it was like you guys played, and then, I mean, there was like Pitbull, I believe, played.
Yeah.
And then we played. It was just an interesting lineup. But yeah, that was one of maybe the first time we ever kind of really met. And yeah, Chris Cruzy is obviously kind of a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And my band speaks very highly. And one of my guitar players said, Ed, you're very lucky to be able to play with Ed today. So shout out to my boy Chris Rose at home, our guitar player, and he's dabbling with the steel pedal as well. So,
he's got a Williams almost just like yours.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that Williams, they make a lot of steels. I don't know if they're still making 50 or 60 a year, and they sell them all over the world.
That's insane.
Just out of Minnesota.
Wow. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yep, they're north of Anoka up by Oak Grove or somewhere up in there. So I know how to get there, just don't know the name of it. So, well, that's great. I was looking at your website too, Jake, and it's neat where... when you look at the jobs that you're doing, I guess I appreciate it. Lets you know if you're going to be a single or a duo, or if you got the whole band.
Yeah,
that's more fair with the people.
Think so too, because I've even worked with a few venues that they try to promote it as a full band show, and they just say Jake Nelson, and I'm like, I don't want people thinking there's going to be six of us with fiddle and steel pedal and mandolin and stuff like that, and then I show up with a guitar. That's kind of like false advertising, in my opinion. the duo, and then there's solo, and then obviously the full band gives it some clarity. So
okay, well, we should, long as we're talking, we should do another song.
Let's do it. Should we? Do we want to do another original or a cover, or what are we thinking?
You can do another original.
All right, let's do it. Let's do Better Off. I actually wrote this song with my wife, who is listening at home. So shout out to my beautiful wife, Crystal. And I'm sure my puppies are listening, too. I've got two crazy animals at home. And it's mud season, so our house is going to be getting a cleaning this weekend, if you know what I mean. But yeah, this song's called Better Off. And it's just about finding that special someone. And I think we can all relate that sometimes you go down a path and you find that special someone. So this one's got Better Off. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It was a late night, a late ride, a love and leave it kind of guy. Yeah, I was a tear 'em up, throw 'em down, wrecking ball, running around. Yeah, I was a man on a mission, living in a city, burning both candles out. I wasn't thinking, what was it drinking? Clearly something not as strong as you. When you hit me like a dove, double shot of trouble like a fireball burning all up. Straight out of the blue, no idea, not a clue. I'm a buzzing feeling all brand new. And the road that I was rolling was running out of road, flirting with the flames, crazy coming off the tracks. Yeah, I'm better off where I'm at. Yeah, I'm better off where I'm at. Yeah, I was an 80 proof, bend the rules, breaking hearts and chasing the moon. Kinda like a part-time paramour, getting pretty good at the swoon before you. Yeah, yeah. Double shot, struggling like a fireball, burning all up. Straight out of the blue, no idea, not a clue. Now I'm buzzing, feeling all brand new. And the road that I was running out of road, flirting with the flames, crazy coming off the tracks. Yeah, I'm better off where I'm at. Yeah, I'm better off where I'm at. I don't know what I was doing for you. I was SOL and going down. Oh yeah, but now I'm better off. Mm-hmm. trouble like a fireball burning on up. Straight out of the blue, no ID in that club. I wasn't feeling all brand new. In the road that I was rolling out of road. Flirting with the flames, crazy coming off the tracks. Yeah, I'm better off where I'm at. Yeah, I'm better off where I'm at. Better off where I'm at. Better off where I'm at.
Better off.
Very nice. Great tune.
To you too. It's fun to hear some steel pedal on those. It's never been done before.
Well, I don't know. We'll see if it ever happens again. No, it's fun to try to throw it in with different stuff that's going on like that. So like you said, you go out sometimes single or duo. Or how many guys total when you go out full band?
So we have the six of us. So we've been a band for almost 7 years now. And only one personnel change, which is, or maybe two, but it's, yeah, and everything's good. It's not like a bad blood thing.
Yeah.
But, people, family and stuff like that. But, it's not like we're a bunch of hired guns. We're a band. And I've been very lucky to have these gentlemen with me.
Are they local guys or do you hire?
Kind of all over. So our headquarters would be in Princeton, Minnesota. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's where we've done a lot of recording. My drummer, Damian, lives up there. And then my bass player, Jamie Vanderhagen's up in Albany, Minnesota. I know you probably know Jamie a little bit.
Yep, I know Jamie through, he's good friends with David Herdon, who was on the show last winter as well.
Oh, from the
Bad Habits Brass.
Yeah, okay.
But we're tied together.
Yeah, Jamie's like our secret weapon, I swear. He's like, he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then Ash St. John is fiddle, keys, and vocal, and he's playing mandolin too on some of the songs, which is so multi-instrumentalist, which is great. And then old Slick String Stanley from Minneapolis, in the Minneapolis area, he plays guitar. And then Chris Rose is our new addition with his steel pedal and lead guitar. So, and just about everybody sings. So we got three parts and all kinds of cool stuff. So it's nice when everybody sings, because then I can take a little break every now and then and let them shred something, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. But
you guys, last year you were nominated for the best band with the Midwest.
We're actually up for the nomination this year as well.
Okay, cool.
Band of the Year, essentially, is what it is.
Oh, Band of the
Year.
So
we're going down to Iowa in April, the second week in April, to, it would be, I'm trying to think of the town. Wow. But the big one. Okoboji.
Oh, okay.
I want to pronounce that wrong. But so we're going out there, and we're actually going to be performing a song called Before the Devil, which is right off of our new album, Resilient. So we'll be performing that one, and then, if we win, cool, but if we don't, just to get a nod from the industry in that, you know, the Midwest, it's an honor. So I know there's a lot of bands out there that are trying to fight for that, and we've been nominated a lot. The last time we won anything was in 2018, so, I mean, we're due. I'll tell you what, we're due, boys.
That's right.
But, hey, if we win or lose, we're still happy to be there. So
yeah,
it's been a while since, I think back when we were playing ballrooms over in Minnesota, Trigger Happy was the, I think, 1984 Minnesota Ballroom Country Band of the Year.
That's awesome. So, did you ever play Medina Ballroom?
I've played Medina on a Tuesday night when they used to have line dancing with Darlene and her dad when it was Darlene Kring's and the Showdown Band back a long time ago. But yeah, I just played there with them guys once on a Tuesday night. But
that's so cool. We play there on Saturday with Sammy Kershaw.
Whoa!
Yeah. So we're pretty pumped about that.
Yeah.
And they're giving us like 75 minutes. That's crazy for an opener.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I think they might be making a mistake.
I won't say anything.
Yeah, exactly, right? No.
Let it ride. I heard the guy from Bob talking about, he was talking on the phone with Sammy the other morning about the show coming up or whatever. So
yeah, the first
not
time
that I was listening to another radio station, Dave. Got to thank Dave Corbett for helping us out tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Usually Bob's here, but Dave's helping us out tonight, and we appreciate him, all the stuff he does here at the station and doing the morning
the
show.
Knobs.
And
love it.
He's only here about 17 days a week. But Ethan, you want to sing a song?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do one by Shenandoah, called Two Dozen Roses.
You want to give out the key in case somebody wants to be playing along at home?
It's in the key of A, but during the solo, it modulates up a full step.
To B?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We'll see if I catch him. You got the...
Yeah, you should probably do it too.
Okay. One, two, one, two. Flowers to your door last night. Done you wrong and want to make it right. You say I'm not welcome here. I know it ought to be perfectly clear. I can't help but wonder what it might be. If I had two dozen roses and an older bottle of wine, if I really could have hugged the moon, would you change your mind? If I could cry a little harder, get a little less sleep at night, if I had two dozen roses, would you change? If I had two dozen roses and an older bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would you change your mind? If I could cry a little harder, get a little less sleep at night, if I had two dozen roses, would you change your mind? If I could cry a little harder, get a little less sleep at night, if I had two dozen roses, would it change your mind? Oh, baby, could you change your mind? Oh, baby, could you change your mind? Something like that.
Yeah.
Couldn't you get that one a little higher?
Yeah. Those modulations will get you.
That is up there.
Yeah, that one's getting high. So I was going to ask Jake, so who were you inspired by when you were for singing and playing? What music did you like listening to?
I'm a mixed bag. I'll just be completely honest with you. I grew up on just a little bit of everything. My mom was always playing, you know, Moody Blues and the Beatles, and then my grandpa's over here with Sinatra and Artie Shaw, and then I got into like kind of like more rock and roll and anything from Three Doors Down to Breaking Benjamin to 3 Days Grace, and then I got in. I'm so all over the place that it's actually confusing when you listen to my music because I don't sound like anybody else. I'm just what I am. You know, I mean, if you put me in a, I don't even know how we landed on in country sometimes. Because I've never really called myself like a country artist. I'm not. I'm just, I love country music. I love, I mean, I can't really put myself in a bag. So, but I love it all. Yeah, so I know that really doesn't answer your question, but maybe no, it's a very diluted answer.
Yeah, so many folks come in and everybody's always inspired with, of course, usually we got older people in here too, but everybody was inspired by the Beatles and stuff and sure. talking about that. And it's always neat because we had one guy, John Torkelson, and I think he's been out playing for, I think, 70 years now, he said, because wow. he's 90. And he said when he was younger, he came home one time and told his mom, there's a guy on the radio, and I think he's going to be pretty good. And it was the first time he heard Elvis on the radio.
I was just going to say, was it Elvis? That's awesome.
So, yeah, we got a guy.
That's so cool.
Quite a big realm Cadillac of different guy, so. Stuff that.
Elvis was always a Cadillac guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love him.
So. Well, we should have you sing another song.
Sure.
So.
Let's do Chasing You. Change it up a little bit.
Sure.
Chase that Chattanooga freight, a couple of kids in a Chevrolet. Catch a little air on the cross tracks, sipping on some from a paper sack. Hang your shirt on a maple limb, slipping through the moon to the river bend. Wasn't very long, I was jumping in, yeah, I'm still doing now what I was doing then. Chasing you like a shot of whiskey, burning. Burning, going down, chasing you like them goodbye taillights. Heading west to anywhere, all it is a nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I'll always see in my rear view. Hell, I'm laying in a night, holding someone new. Still on chasing, still on chasing. You talk about L.A. I heard you got as far as Santa Fe. You know I always try to track you down. Got us on as far as guitar town. Singing about a girl I used to know, you should know. That I haven't given up, I'm just on your radio. Chasing you like a shadow whisk. Burning on down. Burning on now, chasing you like them goodbye taillights. Heading west to anywhere, running is a nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I'll always see in my rear view. Yeah, I'm laying in the night, holding someone that still chasing. Still chasing you, take it away. Chasing you like a shadow whiskey, burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like them goodbye taillights. Heading west anywhere, running is a nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I'll always see in my rear view. Yeah, I'm laying in the night, holding someone to. Still chasing, still chasing, still chasing, still chasing.
Very nice.
Why not, right?
That's that Morgan Wallen that all the kids love.
Oh, that Morgan Whalen.
Oh, yeah,
he's made a name for himself, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. A couple of years ago, we were sponsored by a company called Shiner Beer out of Texas. I don't know if you guys have ever had a Shiner beer.
Yeah.
But we actually had a show lined up with him in Shiner, Texas, before he was a superstar.
Sure.
And because he was also, his tour was sponsored by Shiner Bach, essentially. And then he got kind of canceled for a minute, and then he blew up, so the Shiner dropped him, but we didn't end up doing the show. But it was on the books, and then it ended up not being on the books. But, you know. I love all the musicians. There's so much great music coming out in just right now in country music and in everything. It's just fun to follow.
A guy throws one chair off the roof of a bar in Nashville, and everyone gets mad at him.
I mean, you can't be throwing chairs anymore. Back in our day, that was just being an outlaw.
I think some of the older Nashville musicians have done a lot worse than that.
Yeah, for sure. About the hotel rooms. Let's hear about those. No, that's fun.
I remember Johnny Murtha talking about that him and Govey were down to Nashville, and they were back in Printer's Alley, and one of the stars, Jumpin' Jack Carlisle or somebody, got out, and he had his big Cadillac parked in there, and he backed out, and he scraped the whole side of that Cadillac, and he got out of the car, and John says, he said, "That's a third time I did that this week."
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Oh, you just never know. Well, maybe I'll try to throw a wrench into the loop here and do one for you guys that... Ethan's always commented on this one. It's an old Lefty song that we had a lot of fun with before, so we thought we would try that again. It's one called Smoking Cigarettes and Coffee Blues, and we want to dedicate this one to Festus Hagen.
Yep.
He's a longtime friend of the band forever. So, in the key of D. I guess I'll take a walk tonight. I know that I can't sleep, and I don't go to bed at all. I just lay there and weep. Instead, I'll make a favorite spot. That's what I think I'll do. I've got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blues. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long. Wondering how a love so right could suddenly go wrong. I take the next bus out of town, but I gotta be near you. I've got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blues. Table where I call my baby's name, wondering where our love went wrong and wondering who's to blame. I listen while the jukebox plays the songs my make me blue. Another cup of coffee and a cigarette or two. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long. Wondering how a love so right could suddenly go wrong. I take the next bus out of town, but I gotta be near you. I've got those smoking cigarettes. Drinking coffee blues. I've got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blues.
That's a good
An
old Lefty song. I bet Dave's got that in his collection somewhere. Yeah,
it's a story, you know? I just shut my eyes and listen to that. It's great.
So, folks, you're listening to WPCA Radio live here on this Thursday night in March of 2025. It was a sad day today. I got to say it was a sad day before Jake showed up and we were doing the show. But I had to fold up and put my ice fishing shelters away for the winter. And
it's that time.
I'm going to miss that, I'll tell you. It's going to be a lot of months before we can get them out. But it's been a great winter. And
you get out there quite a bit?
Yeah. We're on a small lake about 12 miles north of town. And we had pretty good luck all winter. So, and I'd always bring in an ice report for Dave and for the morning show, and
that's
he could
so cool.
tell the folks how much ice we had. But yeah, it was a great winter, so I'm gonna miss that. But now we just got to worry about catching,
get the
pontoon in, and the old nice old 72 Lund that I got from Al Jorgensen last year. So I got myself a fishing boat again too. So
love that,
but.
Nothing like being out on the water, right? Whether it's frozen or not.
Yeah, Jake, I was looking at all the places that you guys have been playing around between Medina and Treasure Island and Mystic Lake.
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place, and we're pretty lucky this. We try to play as much of our own stuff as possible. Obviously, if I could, I would be an completely original band, but we know that that's almost impossible to do these days. Mm-hmm. We're very lucky. We're doing a couple up in Carlstadt, Minnesota, which is way, way north, almost near the Canadian border. So we're playing with Michael Ray and Little Big Town up there. And we're doing Winstock, Minnesota. So we're a bunch of like random rodeos. This Turtle Lake Rodeo coming up in, I believe it's, I don't know, you have to check the website. I should know all these dates. But
is that Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, or
Minnesota? Yeah, at the casino, that Turtle Lake, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So they're going to do their first ever rodeo in the parking lot, which sounds like it could be crazy with real bulls. So if you guys want tickets, I can hook you up. I'm just saying. But and we're doing the Canterbury Park Ram Truck Rodeo as well, and where we met.
Yeah.
But we're very lucky, and you know what? I don't use an agent or anything like that. I do all my own booking, and we just hustle. And we've got a good product. We've got a good album, and we're not here to make anybody mad. We want people to dance and have fun. So
The way you sing and write those songs, you've got quite a talent.
Thank
there,
you.
So.
I appreciate that.
You make some like fun music videos too.
Yeah. Why not? We we released a song which probably will never make this radio station. It's called Mullet Man, which is it's a funny play on words, And we were trying to get it to get in the hockey scene, because it has references of hockey and truckers and totally like the stereotypical mullet. But check that one out if you feel like giggling, Mullet
sure.
Man. But, you can't take life too serious.
All the stuff you got on YouTube, and if you go to Google and just Google your name, and you can come up with a lot of stuff on YouTube. And
that's good. There's not a bunch of Jake Nelsons out there, thank God.
We should have you sing another song for us.
Yeah. Sure. Let's do Whiskey Burns.
Yeah.
So when I first started, I've been taking music seriously for about, I would say, 7 years now. But when I first started out, I was doing the, solo and duo stuff, playing Green Mills and little, from one city to the next. And we still do that kind of stuff, too. But I wrote this song in a van driving from New Ulm, Minnesota to Wilmer, Minnesota. And it was just doing these patios, and they'd put us up in a hotel room. We felt like rock stars because we'd be there every, once a month or twice a month, and we'd be playing a patio. But people had a blast, and they'd come out. And I wrote this song. I researched whiskey and bourbon and, did you know Jack Daniels is in a dry county? Probably. Maybe you did. I don't know. But, just did a little research, and I came up with this song. So it's called Whiskey Burns, and I think the steel's going to sound kind of fun on this one. It goes a little something like this. We'll give it the old WPCA special. When the whiskey burns, that's the proof, and then it's working. Johnny Walker, Jackie Jim can help her. Legends claim it's been around for 1,000 years. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip. From the sober, quiet streets of Gunnell, Lynchburg, Tennessee,
to the corner bar beer store down the way. It comes in many different flavors, different ages, proofs, and labels. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip. When the whiskey burns, that's the proof that it's working. Shiny Walker, Jack and Jim can help her hurry it. Legends claim it's been around for a thousand years. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip. You could drink it on the rocks in a glass with a lime, while you soak up sundown by the sandy bay. Or you can keep it in a flask while they fish in Lake Mille Lacs. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip. When the whiskey burns, that's the proof and that it's working. Johnny Walker, Jack and Jim can help her hurry up. Legends claim it's been around for a thousand years. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip.
Here we go.
Whiskey burns, that's the proof and that it's working. Johnny Walker, Jack and Jim can help her hurry up. Legends claim it's been around for a thousand years. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip. When the whiskey burns, that's the proof and that it's working. Johnny Walker, Jack and Jim can help her hurry up. Legends claim it's been around for a thousand years. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip. Yeah, here's to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip. Well, cheers to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip. All right, Ed, take it away. Here's to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip. Well, cheers to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip. Well, cheers to you, now pass the hooch, come on, take a sip.
Yeah! It's got to be in there, right?
Very nice. Very
Whiskey
nice.
Burns. It's a toe tapper there.
Yep. Well, I think we'll say hi to a few folks.
Yeah.
Before I do quick, I want to just mention WPCA. Twice a year we have our Pledge Week, and we've got a Pledge Week coming up this spring here in 2025. So April 7th to the 11th, I think, Dave. And so we're going to be having our pledge drive from 6 in the morning till 9 in the morning. And any time during the day you can call in, but Dave does a great job of asking the folks for a little help that we need here. So, but we will let folks know when that's coming up. But I'm going to say hi to a few folks and have these guys do that too. I want to say hi to my wife, Joanne, and brother Scotty. Say hi to all those Morrow cousins that I've got. Al and Ann, our next door neighbors. Ann's recuperating from a little fall she took, so we're giving them our best. Tad Late and Darlene and the boys, Jim Bjorkman. I got to say, Brian Jevning, he's almost done with work, and we made eyeglasses together for many, many years. Club 42, the Cactus Cousins, Denny Marion, Greg Wheeler, and the Barn Boys, Bill Gadasik and Hun Yucks. We got to always say hi to Putz, the Seawell family, and say hi to Tom Klinger. My buddy Doug Gorton and John Woolman's out there listening. Ethan, who you got?
It's the usual, all the Murthas and the Hovdies down around Baldwin. LeBlanc Paulson Talent Management Services.
I was going to say, yeah, you're the management company. Yeah.
A couple close friends of mine. They come out to a lot of our shows.
That's great.
My friends Jordan, Carter, and Phil, if they're out there listening. Who you got, Jake?
And I believe my wife is listening at home, Crystal, and I'm sure the dogs are listening. So that's Willie Nelson, obviously, and and Princess. I know my buddy Kurt is listening. I think my mom might be listening. My pops, Jim, out in Winona, I think he's tuned in somehow. He said he's on his roof with an antenna or something.
There you go.
So I don't know. We'll see. But and I know there's a few folks listening from a local bar. I think they have it in a local bar because I got a message from somebody, and he says, hit me up after the show, and we'll have a cold one. So they tuned in at some bar near here. So apparently they're right around the block.
There you go.
But, yeah, and, of course, anyone in the band that's listening, obviously, shout out. I'll see you guys on Saturday with Sammy Kershaw. But yeah, no. This has just been an absolute joy, you guys. And you're not kidding. The time has flown by.
Yeah, it goes by quick.
Yeah, it goes good. And for those that didn't get a chance to listen, we'll have it, I think Luann helps, and we have it in the archives by late morning tomorrow. So when you go to Trigger Happy Memories, and we'll be all the way at the end of on the bottom, but we'll have the date and your name on there. And so they can listen to the whole show that way, too.
Love it.
So.
Love it.
But Ethan, you want to do what other song? Did you do that?
Sure, we could try getting through that Red Akins one quick.
Yeah.
This one's in the key of G, folks. For those of you strumming along. This is one I play with the Tucker Baker Band. Really grown to like it a lot.
Yeah.
She'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up and didn't know what was going on. So I drove by her house, sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive, and this ain't my day. Just like she's loving around love, that ain't my shadow on the wall. Oh, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world. That ain't my truck. I pulled over by the curb. I've been sitting wondering what it was that did so wrong, that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all. Sitting in my place, that ain't my truck in her drive, and this ain't my day. Looks like she's loving around enough. That ain't my shadow on her wall. All this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world. That ain't my shadow on a wall. All this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world. That ain't my truck. That's my girl, my whole world. That ain't my truck.
Helps when you tell us what chord we're going to end.
I like that result. Yeah, it's not that song fades out, so you got to end it somehow.
Yeah. Well, like we say, we all ended up in the same room when we got done. We can't.
It's all that matters.
Yeah.
So, How are we doing for time? We got about, yeah, still got time. We better get time for one more quick one to throw at him.
Absolutely. Jake. Yeah, let's do Hard to Love. And there's a little surprise in there towards the end, just for fun.
Okay.
This is by a gentleman named by the name of Lee Bryce, who I had just another great opportunity to drive him up and down, or I guess you would say not drive. Technically, I would be a captain on a boat, up and down the St. Croix River while he played music on the Stillwater Boat and Packet for like a K102 radio type. Sorry, I didn't mean to plug the name.
Go on.
But a radio station, they put on like a cruise, and they just bring the people get on this boat, and they play music right on the back of the, it's like a big 200-foot long deal. But anyways, we can all be a little hard to love sometimes, right? I know I can. We can all be stubborn. This one's called Hard to Love, so I hope you enjoy it.
I am insensitive, I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much, sometimes I test your trust, sometimes I don't know why you stay on me. I'm hard to love, hard to love, I don't make it easy. I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. Hard to love, hard to love, say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. I am a short fuse, I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. Yeah, I wish that I could write all night too. Hard to love, hard to love, I don't make it easy. I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. Hard to love, hard to love, you say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Girl, you've given me a million second chances, and I don't ever wanna take you for granted. I'm just a man, I'm just a man. Hard love, hard love, don't make it easy. I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. Hard love, hard love, you say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.
So we're going to do a little Tracy Chapman here. Real quick.
Okay.
You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living.
We got to say, we're getting close to the end here. Yeah, we want to say thanks so much, Jake, for coming all the way over here. So, folks, watch for Jake Nelson. Watch for Trigger Happy this summer. Watch for Ethan and the Tucker Baker Band and all kinds of stuff going on. Thank you so much, Dave, for helping us out tonight. And thanks to Bob and Luann. So we'll be back, and we're looking forward. Mike should be home, and Mike will be back with us next month. So, have a great one, and as always, thanks for listening to Trigger Happy Memories and listening to WPCA 93.1.